This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden's second-place finish in Nevada behind Bernie Sanders is giving the Democratic presidential candidate a boost. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's a lifeline for Biden, who's been trailing behind the other frontrunners, and it could convince skeptics he has a path to the nomination as the primary moves to more diverse states.
We're alive, and we're coming back, and we're going to win.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren told supporters she didn't see her fourth-place finish as a loss and then railed against Mike Bloomberg, saying he was trying to buy the election, even though he wasn't on the ballot in Nevada.
It's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
Fifth-place finisher Amy Klobuchar says she exceeded expectations. Also still in the fight, billionaire Tom Steyer. I'm Julie Walker.
On Sunday, President Trump departed for India on a 36-hour trip.
Well, I look forward to being with the people of India. We're going to have many millions and millions of people. It's a long trip, but I get along very well with the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Modi. He's a friend of mine. I committed to this trip a long time ago, and I look forward to go.
The president acknowledged he will not be returning home with an anticipated trade deal. There is mutual agreement on dozens of elements for the pact, but several contentious sectors are unresolved, including medical devices, according to sources close to the talks. Mr. Trump told reporters last week he's planning a very big trade deal with India, but he said he may save it for after the November election. On his maiden voyage to the South Asian country, Trump is likely to announce a sale worth several billion dollars for military helicopters and possibly a missile defense system amid rising mutual concern about China's military expansion, which has prompted closer defense cooperation between Washington and New Delhi. More on this and other stories is available online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.